Guru Ravidas, the mystic saint. The exact date of his birth is unknown, yet scholars state that Saint Ravidas was born around 1414 and died about 1540. Saint Ravidas was born to poor parents and was a cobbler, a shoemaker by trade. Saint Ravidas was born in a small village called Sir Gobind Thanpur, situated outside of Varanasi. There is now a temple constructed to honor Saint Ravidas' birthplace in India. Saint Ravidas is also known as Guru Ravidas. His father was Man Das, or also called Rag Hu. From an early age, Ravidas was only interested in spirituality. His parents wanted him to learn a profession. Ravidas only cared about the divine, yet became a cobbler for income and worked in the family cobbler business. Ravidas was a cobbler, yet his passion was spirituality and devotion to Source. Ravidas was always generous towards the poor, mystic saints, and holy gurus, and he would offer free shoes or at a very low price. After some time, Ravidas' father removed him from the family business because Ravidas was giving away so many free shoes and was causing so much financial hardship for the family. This allowed more free time for Ravidas to be in devotion, meditation, and contemplation. Ravidas was married at a young age by his parents. They felt this would make him more worldly. Ravidas had a son called Vijay. We know that Guru Ravidas was married and had a son, and this is all that is known about his family. Saint Ravidas, throughout his life, supplemented his income with his profession as a cobbler in making and repairing shoes. Saint Ravidas' poems are said to be source energy put onto paper and are found in the autograph, the Hindi language, and in Sanskrit collections. Saint Ravidas traveled extensively in teaching the mystical path of God realization. He had students in many states in India. Some of them include Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Gujarat, and Varanasi. There are now temples in honor of Saint Ravidas in these locations mentioned. His poems reflect his inner mystical experiences and wisdoms. Saint Ravidas spoke against the Indian caste system and said this was a man-made distinction and caused barriers in devotion to Source. It was well known that Saint Ravidas had students that came from royal families, such as Myra, who was persecuted for having a guru that was a commoner. The priest class was upset that Saint Ravidas was so popular, even with members in royal families from different areas that he would visit. Saint Ravidas never set out to attract students from royal families or high caste by birth. People naturally were attracted to him and his spiritual teachings due to his sincerity and authentic nature. Saint Ravidas would also use his poems as teaching tools for his spiritual students. I will read one of Saint Ravidas' poems. Not the slightest liking have I for the philosopher's stone. It causes entanglement in the world. Giving up all cravings, I fix my mind on the divine. If you aspire to the highest bliss, then you must cultivate contentment in your mind. Where there is contentment, no blemish can stand. True happiness lies in realizing true holiness. How can a human life be transformed into gold? People don't understand. Like those gone mad, they have lost their way. Source alone is my support. It alone is my life, my vital breath, and my wealth. Saint Pravidas would teach of how precious and a privilege it is to have a human birth. It is provided to us primarily for the purpose of God realization. This attainment provides freedom from reincarnation and staying lost in the circus of the world. Connection with Source is the goal of our life, the object of our search, and is the same for all people. Use all outer search to find that Source is within. Here is another poem by Saint Pravidas. Just as the reflection resides in the mirror and the fragrance in flowers, so does the divine reside in our hearts. Why do you seek in the forest? The divine is not hiding from you. Source dwells within all. All pervasive is Source, the one in search of whom that the beloved divine Lord dwells in your heart. Seek the divine within yourself, O friend. Just as a fragrance dwells within the flower, so does Source pervade all beings. Your whole life has been seeking outside. You are involved in a mirage, for Source dwells in the lotus of your heart. Saint Pravidas taught that Source is within every one of us, even though we may feel separated from the divine essence. Why is it so difficult to attain union with Source? We have lost our true identity and instead have identified with our mind. Our sense of I-ness is the ego and keeps us entangled in the world. The ego aspect of our mind is the barrier between Source and us. The real source of happiness comes when a person realizes God is within. The inner mystical experience is beyond all measure and ends our outer seeking and suffering. I will finish with a poem from Saint Pravidas. The all-pervasive source resides in all beings. But without the inner mystical experience, the light of truth remains unmanifested. The master soul has shown me the way. The unstruck divine music resounded within. The inaccessible wisdom was attained through the grace of a master soul. When the ego is gone, then can devotion become. Such indeed, O friend, is the nature of devotion. I drank, indeed, I drank the nectar of God's love. Drinking the nectar, me and the world are forgotten. I get intoxicated with the divine elixir. Every moment, cup after cup, love is served, and the intoxication leaves me not. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about Saint Pravidas.